This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out by the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8.05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer at 7 p.m. The church is located at 121 Southwest Kester Drive in Port St. Lucie, just off of Darwin Boulevard. For more information, call 336-3908. Let us be your church home on your way to your heavenly home. That number again, 336-3908.
But what about our feelings? Our feelings independent of the Spirit of God. Our feelings independent of direction of the Word will get you in trouble. As the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know?
I want to be more than an ordinary servant. I want to be more.
Welcome to Capturing His Conscience with Pastor Bernard King Sr. Pastor Bernard is senior pastor of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Delray Beach, Florida. The focus of our ministry is to be more than ordinary servants for an extraordinary God. This is your host, Tom Moon. In today's program, we're going to continue a series on the book of Hosea. Pastor Bernard will be teaching from Hosea chapter 13, verses 6 through 13. Now here's Pastor Bernard with today's message, There Is No God Like Me, God, Part 2.
Again, for today's Bible study, Hosea 13, verses 6 through 13. You have it, say amen. Amen. According to their pastors, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, and as a leopard by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved or her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion, the wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. I will be thy king, where is any other, that may save thee in all thy cities, and thy judges of whom thou sayest, give me a king and a princess. I gave thee a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him as he is an unwise son, but he shall not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. Whoa. That's not the kind of passage that people turn to for their morning devotions. It's not one that's going to be promoted or celebrated on the airwaves or television. But here at Cornerstone Bible Fellowship, by the grace of God, we believe in the whole counsel of God. We believe all of God's word is good. Whether it sounds good or not, it is still the word of God. Amen? And I appreciate your hearts. I appreciate all of you that are open and say, that's the word that the pastor is reading. So let's see, how does that apply to us today? You know, today, if we're not careful, we kind of compartmentalize our faith. We place the actions of God and limit those actions to a specific time frame and to a specific group of people. But body of Christ, specifically at Cornerstone Bible Fellowship, you need to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He does not change with the politics. It does not change with the social winds that blow, that tells us to embrace everybody regardless of what they believe about God. God is still God. And we will visit this text with humility this morning. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not. It has eternal value. And I ask that you help this piece of clay this morning. Communicate your word. And I ask, oh God, that your sheep, they will never be my sheep. They are your sheep. I'm just the under shepherd. Just grateful to serve you and be in this capacity. And I understand the serious accounting factor. I understand what I will be held accountable for whenever I stand behind your podium. And I ask that the body of Christ will hear the word of God, be open to receive it. These things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I specifically started with verse 6 because we had verse 6 last week, because I wanted to build more and expand and to reinforce this whole thing about what, Pastor? Well, maybe you are familiar with this phrase or this statement. If you're married or if you've been doing life, I'm sure you know and you're familiar with this statement. What's the statement? Don't forget to fill in the blank. Don't forget, you know, don't forget to bring your keys. Don't forget to bring your sweater and your jacket, your traveling. Oh, husband, don't forget. Children, don't forget. Well, believe it or not, it's pretty common that all of us got this thing about us where we forget things. Did you know that? Believe it or not, there was a study done in September of 2013. There was an article about how many things that people forget. Did you know that on a daily basis, people will forget at least 4 things, the article spells out? At least 4 things that you may forget. So a new study finds that you are not actually crazy when you forget where your keys are on a regular basis. In fact, somebody said, thank the Lord. I could have swore those keys grew legs and ran and hide, and they just torment me every day. In fact, the results say the average person forget 4 things a day. The study was conducted with 2,000 adults. The most common things forgotten included leaving without a phone. All the phone people in the house. Leaving without a phone. Where your keys are. Where you misplaced your wallet. I don't know, but sometimes my wallet has a mind of its own sometimes. It finds, where's that wallet? In total, most of the respondents were found to have gotten over 1,400 things in a year. Somebody said, Lord, help us, have mercy. Ladies, it should be noted that 56% of guys really rely on you in a relationship to remember things. I got to tell you, I had to pray before I wanted to read that one. Sometimes that's why our wives and our women folk forget their own names, because they're too busy remembering everything for everybody else. That wasn't supposed to be the sermon, but I'm getting there. That's why I said preach it. But you know what? The opposite is said for you. Most women say they really can't rely on their other half to remember things. Hang on a minute, I'm going to move out of this real quick. This also explains why in relationships, women tend to have the better memory of the two. Even more proof is that guys are also more forgetful on passing along important messages. Lord, I try to pray, I'm going to try to get past this, get to this message today. Help me, Lord, help me. Well, okay. Important messages, birthdays, anniversaries. Forget to call mama. Women get more upset when they forget or misplace things. 1 in 4 female respondents said they have lied when forgetting something big in fear of getting in trouble for it. Post-it Brands is the one that this company, Post-it Brands, commissioned the study, saying that our days are so jam-packed full of tasks, whether at work at home, whether at work or home. It's no surprise people find it hard to keep track of everything. With much longer working hours, financial concerns, and just busier lifestyles, even those with the best memory can stumble when it comes to remembering even the most simple of things during a hectic day. So what are the most common things forgotten by people? I'm just going to give you the top 10, and then we'll move into our message. It's top 50, but I'm going to give you 10. Number one, guess what it is? Forget what room you went into. Guess. Misplacing keys. Forgetting the things on your grocery shop list. People's names when you're introducing them. Where'd you place your pen? Taking meat out of the defrost. Uh-oh. Forgetting to respond to email, forgetting to post something, forgetting where you were searching for online or on the computer. And around Christmas time, be careful, forgetting where you park your car. Pastor, where is the Bible now? Well, I want you to notice, in this study of over 2,000 adults, guess who they forgot? God. How often do we forget God? We forget God when there's a crisis. We forget God when things are good. We forget to bring God when we are coasting along in our lives. Things seems like everything is status quo. Everything is just, and all of a sudden, did I have my devotions today? Did I tell God good morning today? Did I forget to bring God in before I got into this conversation that was going to be difficult for me to have with my spouse or with a coworker today? It moves me to sometimes we really forget who really butters our bread. And that's what we find in verse 6 in Hosea. nation of Israel forgot who blessed them, forgot who brought prosperity to them. The analogy I love in verse 6 is of cows grazing and feeding in the pastures. Oh, cow, did you forget who provided the pasture for you? Oh, Lamb of God, sheep of God, do you forget where you graze and who provides for us? Yes, it's tragic what we see. We see a group of people, God's people. We're not talking about the world. We don't expect the world to entertain God. He is specifically speaking about his people. And it's tragic that they're trampling over and disrespecting and dismissing what God has warned them about. Oh, yes, he's warned them in the past. Hold your place here. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 14. I love God has all the bases covered. We can never say, well, you never told me that, God. Or I don't remember that, God. Oh, God has reminded them and warned them. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 14. And the sad thing, we read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 14, like that was something that happened thousands of years ago, B.C. But I submit to you, in this current context, we think and act just like they did. Deuteronomy 8, verses 10 through 14. We pick it up at verse 10, chapter 8. God is speaking to the people of Israel, his own people. When thou hast eaten and are full, what are you supposed to do? Then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he gives you. Beware Cornerstone Bible Fellowship. Beware Christian. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Oh, America, don't forget. Don't forget, Mr. President. Don't forget, Mr. Governor. Don't forget, husband, head of your home, wife, co-leader of your home, or single mom, or single dad. Don't forget. Keep his commandments. Verse 12. Lest when you have eaten and are full and has built goodly homes or goodly houses and dwelt therein. In other words, I gave you 10,000, 15,000 square foot and I put you on the causeway. I put you in a nice expensive real estate. I built your house for you. I gave you a nice house with a lot of square footage. I've made it beautiful for you. I've made it comfortable for you. I've made it easy for you. You just walk in the house, and your house speaks to you and describes what temperature you would like. I've made it easy. I've made it good. Verse 13, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, verse 14, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. How many of you guys know that prosperity will often lead to pride? Prosperity produces pride and forgetfulness of God. The text focuses and talks about, in context, about Egypt. Did you know that Egypt represents the world? Egypt is a type of the world. And when you're in the world, we were all, before we came to Jesus Christ, we were enslaved to the world. We were in bondage to the world, were we not? But now that God has delivered you from the world, have you forgotten him? I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. But yet, you have yet to entertain the Lord recently. God has laid a request on your heart, and you said no. You silence his voice. You rationalize and you justify your behavior. Yes, even Jesus Christ warned against that for homework. Look at it, Mark chapter 10, verses 21 to 25, that Jesus warned about, don't forget the Lord. That was in Mark 10, verses 21 to 25. So, Pastor, can you let everybody know, can you give some examples of what does it look like to forget the Lord? What does it look like when we forget God? I'm going to give you some statements. I want you to write them down, and this will give you an idea if that you're at a very dangerous, precarious place. You're at a place where you should not be when you forget God. When you forget God, when a person forgets God, who he is, his influence, his authority, when you forget God, this is what it looks like. Number one, your feelings replaces the role of faith. Your feelings replaces the role of faith. God asks us to put faith in him. We walk by faith and not by sight, but a lot of people walk by feelings. Now, again, I'm not anti-feelings. I'm only anti-feelings. I only have an issue with feelings that are not sifted and that are not scrutinized and are not governed by the Spirit of God. Everybody hear me? God has feelings, but he's holy, he's righteous. But what about our feelings? Our feelings independent of the Spirit of God, our feelings independent of direction of the Word will get you in trouble. As the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know? Pastor, I feel that it's time for me to go to another church. Pastor, I feel that this is what we're going to do with our family. Pastor, I feel that you need to do this. Pastor, I said, wait a minute. Pastor, I feel we got to move. Pastor, I feel we're going to do this. I said, before you walk in your feelings, have you scrutinized it with the Spirit of God? Don't try to rationalize a selfish position. Don't try to justify a walk outside the purposes of God because you feel that way. Yes, it's easy to forget God. I don't feel like I got to thank God every day. I don't feel like I got to do this. I feel like I earned this myself. I feel like I'm independent. Where was God when I did this? God had nothing to do with it. No, be careful. When you forget God, feelings replace the role of faith. And this is very heavy because when we think about what's going on in the political landscape, or say what's happening in a specific city. It might be Ferguson, Missouri, all right? And there might have been acts, there have been acts where there seems that there's a perception of injustice about a specific people group. Be careful. Because sometimes, no matter what the evidence says, no matter what the truth is, it can be right in your face about the position you should take, but because you are still frozen in time, you're still caught into your racial politics, you're caught into your ideology, you're caught into things that no matter what the Bible says to you, you says, I don't care what God says. But the truth is, I don't care. My feelings have been hurt. And I have a right to sit in my feelings. I have a right to interpret my world. I can interpret my world with lenses of pain for the rest of my life. But you don't understand. Sounds like a person or a people group or a nation is forgetting God. They're moving in their feelings versus moving in faith. How else do you know when someone forget God? Well, O, you are occupied with your will for your life versus God's will for your life. F is your feelings. O is that you are occupied with your will for your life and not God's will for your life. How do you know it's God's will for you to marry that person? How do you know it's God's will to do that with those resources and that money? How do you know that's God's will? Jesus made it very clear, even in that garden, when he was agonizing, getting ready to face the separation from his Father. everything in his humanity screamed out, God, we can do this another way. Everything in his humanity, but yet his humanity is holy. He said, not my will, but yours be done. You need to know body of Christ. God will serve you. If you've not experienced it, God's going to give you an opportunity to be like Jesus. You live long enough, there will be circumstances and situations in your life where God says, okay, child of God, okay, son of God, daughter of God, here's an opportunity to be like my son Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's a tough decision about your family. It's a tough decision with that employer. It's a tough decision with that coworker. It's a tough decision you got to make about spiritual things. It's a tough decision you got to make about your life. Will you be able to say, Lord, I don't want to forgive this person. Nevertheless, not what I want, but your will be done. Lord, I got some choice words for that man when he come home, and I ain't got to work with it because I'm ready. I got my machine gun ready. I'm ready to blast that man because I'm really quick, and he's really slow. Nevertheless, God, even though he burns me up, I am filled with frustration. But not my will, but your will be done. Lord, they hurt me. Lord, they injured me. Lord, they robbed money from me. Lord, they've embarrassed me. They've humiliated me. Lord, they don't respect me. But I'm not going to forget God. I'm not going to move in my feelings. So I'm going to move right now in faith. I'm not going to be occupied with my will. But your will be done in my life. What else happens? We're going to go through this word, forget. What else happens? Well, our feelings replace the role of faith. We are occupied with your will versus God's will for your life. And you reject God's authority and accountability. People that forget God, it's easy for them to reject any kind of accountability. The pastor is trying to make you accountable about certain things. You say, that's my business, pastor. Step off. Don't make me accountable for how I'm supposed to live. I only live this way on Sundays. Uh-oh. I'm only a Christian at a certain time of the week. And, you know, I can apply the Bible when it works for me. I apply the scriptures then. When you reject God's authority and accountability, isn't that the essence of pride, where you've elevated yourself as your own personal authority? When Jesus Christ declared in the book of Matthew, he said, all authority, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth.
We thank you for joining us today for the first part of Pastor Bernard's message, There Is No God Like Me, God, Part 2. In today's program, Pastor Bernard gave us several important points that will indicate if we have forgotten God. What about you? Have your feelings replaced the role of faith in your life? Are you more concerned about your will for your life than God's will? Have you rejected God's authority? Do you avoid being held accountable to the truth of Scriptures? If so, these practices indicate that your heart has departed from the Lord. You need to repent in order to establish a right relationship with Him. To learn more about a right relationship with God, please visit our website at cbfdelray.org or contact our office at 561-243-9127. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to join us for our next program on Saturday at 1 p.m. Capturing His Conscience.